to the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. The Lord which made heaven and earth. He said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper.
Thank you. It is possible that some people may not be able to stand on their feet.
Látàrí rẹ̀, ó ṣeé ṣe káwọn kan kí wọ́n má lè dá dúró.
But whether they stand on their feet or they don't stand on their feet.
Ìbá ṣe pé wọ́n dúró lórí ẹsẹ̀ wọn àbí wọn ò lè dá dúró.
Wherever you are,
ibi yòówù tó bá wà.
The surgery of the great physician will continue.
Ìdákẹ́rọ̀wàrà.
Father, we thank you for the power in the blood of Jesus.
Bàbá dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín fún agbára tí ń bẹ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù.
Thank you, Lord, because you are our rock and our strength.
Olúwa dúpẹ́ nítorí ẹ̀yin ni àpáta àti agbára wa.
There is no power that can counter your power.
Kò sí agbára kan tó lè kojú agbára yín.
You are the one who can do all things, who knows all things.
Ẹ̀sìn tó gbogbo tó lè ṣe ohun gbogbo tó sì mọ iye ohun gbogbo.
Far as many as are here tonight.
Bàbá iye ẹni tí ń bẹ níbí láṣàlẹ̀ yìí.
And they are suffering and laboring under curses issued against them by their parents.
Tí wọ́n ń lákàtà tí wọ́n sì ń jìyà lábẹ́ ègún tí àwọn òbí wọn fi lé wọn lórí.
And they can see the outworking of those curses upon their lives.
Wọ́n sì ń rí ìfarahàn àwọn ègún náà ní ayé wọn.
Wherever such people are in this auditorium.
Ibi tí irú àwọn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ bá wà nínú gbọ̀ngàn yìí.
Of where they are listening to me.
Àbí ibi yòówù tí wọ́n ti ń gbọ́ mi.
That demon responsible for that curse.
Ẹ̀mí èṣù tó ń ṣokùnfà ègún náà.
I command you right there where you are.
Níbi tó wà ní mo pa láṣẹ fún ọ.
To lose your mind.
Ẹnìkiri nìyẹn. Tó ti mú ọ wà lójú kan. Tó di ọgbọ́n lẹ̀ sójú kan. Mọ̀ pọ̀ ọdún. Níbi tó wọ ẹ. Ẹnìkan wà lókè lẹ́yìn bẹ́yẹn.
Your life.
Ayé rẹ̀.
Total life.
Gbogbo ayé rẹ̀.
Has been under the control of the serpent.
Ó ti wà lábẹ́ ìṣàkóso ejò kan.
But has been troubling you since you were a baby.
Tó ti ń dààmú rẹ láti ìgbà tó ti jẹ́ ọmọ ọwọ́.
Right here where you are.
Níbi tó wà yẹn gan-an.
I command the electric current of the Holy Ghost.
Ó pàṣẹ kí iná mọ̀nàmọ́ná ti ẹ̀mí
tó. To fall upon that hidden serpent.
Gbogbo tí o lu tó tọwọ́ ẹ̀. àìmọ̀lára ẹkú àti kò ní sọ.
Please don't say anything for now. Until I ask you to speak. Father, I pray for this person.
Baba,
you have strange bats. Strange birds. That have converted your environment
to cover.
What
is so? Right? Give me
fire against you.
I want you to tell you.
They're coming out. That's number one.
Okay,
but okay. With a voice that roars like thunder. There are three prayers I want you to pray.
I do not make a bet if you can get back.
Something is happening to somebody over there.
Oh, conscious, any call it.
You that person over there.
When you pray,
your destiny abroad.
And your blood and your
blood that has been caged by the witness.
If you brought any problem on the head and it has disappeared,
run
quickly to the altar. If your heart was beating strangely,
then
you can breathe easier now. Find a way to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back. This prayer that I want you to pray, you should be praying 3 hot times. And don't negotiate with the enemy as you pray. It is a prayer you probably never prayed before. Even shoes of my parents, can you see that now? Can you say it again? You will not size my feet.
are 11 persons in the service
tonight.
Three of them are coming for the first
time.
I have a strange word to you from the Lord. Lord said I should tell you that you have been telling the same old story. The same old people. The same old
week.
But within the next 24 hours, God that you brought your manna water here. The manna water program still continues next
week.
Deuteronomy chapter 32. Verse 39. I'm going to bring out our topic from two scriptures. Deuteronomy 32. Verse
39.
Are we there?
Shall I see you?
See now,
what is this thing?
I am he, and there is no God with me.
What is your Lord of the Lord?
I kill, and I make alive.
What is so dear?
I wound,
what shall you be?
And I heal.
Was it good, you know?
Neither is there any.
Was it see any
that can deliver out of my hand?
So you see your word.
Are you following the scripture?
Yes, sir.
I lift up my hand to heaven.
It's only my book. Your word is so pure.
And I say, I live forever.
Was it good? Yes, what it is like.
If I wet my victory sword and my hand take hold on judgment.
You will pass the point that you know it must.
I will lend them vengeance to my enemies. And will reward them that hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood.
And
my sword shall devour flesh. And that will the blood of Israel of the captives. From the beginning of the vengeance upon the enemy. Rejoice, O ye nations. With his people.
Pẹ̀lú àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀.
But he will avenge the blood of his servants.
Nítorí pé ó pẹ̀ ẹ̀sùn ẹ̀jẹ̀ àwọn ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀.
I will render vengeance to his adversaries.
Yóò sì kẹsàn-án lára àwọn ọ̀tá rẹ̀.
I will be merciful unto his land and to his people.
Yóò sì ṣe ètùtù fún ilé rẹ̀ àti fún àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀.
Look at verse 39 again.
Ẹ wọ ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkàndínlógójì lẹ́ẹ̀kan
sí. He says, I kill,
mo pa,
and I make alive.
Mo sì sọ dé ayé.
In 1 Samuel chapter 2.
Iwe kini Samuel orikeji.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
Iwe kini Samuel orikeji.
It's good to listen to this message very well.
O dara ko teti bele je gbo iwasu yo.
1 Samuel chapter 2.
Iwe kini Samuel orikeji.
Verse 6.
Ese ikefa.
The Lord killeth.
Oluwa pa.
Make it alive.
O si so di aye.
He bring it down to the grave.
O ko so kale lo si ibuji.
And bring it up.
O si gbe soke.
The Lord make it poor.
Oluwa so di talaka.
And also make it rich.
O si so di oloro.
He bring it low.
O re sile.
And also lifted up.
O si gbe soke.
He bring it up the poor out of the dust.
O gbe talaka soke lati ibu iru
wa. And lifted up the beggar from the dungeon.
O gbe alagbe soke lati ori ato wa.
To set them among princes.
Lati ko won jo pelu awon
ara ile. And let them inherit the throne of glory.
Lati mu won jo ori ite ogo.
For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's.
Nitori pe ọwọ aye.
He has set the one upon them. He will keep the faith feet of his saints. And the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The
armies
of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall be thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. And he shall give strength unto his king. And exalt the horn of his anointed.
Joseph pay who any ame ododo re soke.
Send this after me.
We buy it tell me.
The God,
O Lord,
that killeth,
take power
and make it alive.
Joseph,
the God,
O Lord,
that killeth,
take power
and make it alive.
Joseph,
can you say that three times?
Yeah, we will.
God
Olorun
and his prophets.
Ati awon woli re.
They operate on two legs.
Wọ́n a máa fi ẹsẹ̀ méjì ṣiṣẹ́.
Two legs.
Ẹsẹ̀ méjì.
One leg.
Ẹsẹ̀ kan.
Blessing.
Ìbùkún.
The other leg.
Ẹsẹ̀ kejì.
Curses.
Ìbùkún.
Two legs.
Ẹsẹ̀ méjì ni wọ́n fi ń ṣiṣẹ́.
They will use any of it upon you depending on which man you are.
Ìhà àbí apá ẹni tó bá tó o bá dúró sí ni yóò pinnu irú èyí tí wọ́n lò nínú ẹsẹ̀ méjèèjì.
Prophets of God operate on those two legs, curses and blessings, depending on which side you align yourself to.
Àwọn wo ni Ọlọ́run a máa ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ẹsẹ̀ méjèèjì ìbùkún àti èrò? Ó dá lórí ibi tí wọ́n bá tó bá rí dìde sí.
Anointing also has two sides.
Ìfòròyìn ọ̀pẹ ni wọ́n ní apá méjì.
It can make alive.
Ó lè sọ ní dàrí.
It can kill.
Ó sì lè pani.
The same version.
Ohun èlò kan náà.
That power has resurrection power.
Tó tú agbára kéde síta.
Can also pour out death.
Ó tún lè tú ikú sílẹ̀.
The healing anointing.
Ìfòròyìn ìwòsàn.
Also has a wounding part.
Ó tún ní agbára láti ṣáni lọ́fẹ́.
The anointing for deliverance.
Ìfòròyìn fún ìtúsílẹ̀.
Also carries the anointing for desolation.
Ó tún ní ìfòròyìn ìsọdá owó tó.
Ọ̀dídí ni Bible says.
Àdìdí bí ẹni kan ló wípé.
Let his habitation become desolation.
Jẹ́ kí ìbùgbé rẹ̀ kó dá owó tó.
Let God no want to dwell in it.
Kó má ṣe sí ẹni tí ó pè é inú rẹ̀.
His office then another thing.
Kí ẹlòmíràn kó gba ipò rẹ̀.
The prayer of judgment uttered by the saint is not wickedness.
Àdúrà ìdájọ́ tó ti ẹnu àwọn ẹni mímọ́ jáde kì í ṣe ìwà ìta owó.
God himself will reward the wicked.
Ọlọ́run kára rẹ̀ yóò sọ ẹ̀sùn fún àwọn ènìyàn ìka.
He said, say the righteous.
Ó ní ẹwẹ́ fún olódodo.
Ìṣàbí wẹ́ wẹ́.
Yóò gbé ara fún.
Sọ pé say the wicked.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ sọ fún ènìyàn búburú.
Ìṣàbí is.
Yóò gbúrú fún.
His God has said.
Ọlọ́run ló sọ bẹ́ẹ̀.
Not to me.
Kì í ṣe èdè o.
It's in the Bible.
Ìdòbí lè lò
wá. Listen and listen carefully.
Ẹgbọ́n mi ní ẹgbọ́ mi lágbọ̀ yìí.
The God who serve.
Ọlọ́run tí à ń sìn.
Can bless with hand but one hand.
Ó lè fi ọwọ́ kan gbogbo.
With that same hand.
Pẹ̀lú ọwọ́ kan náà.
He can teach you a bakasa.
Ó tún lè fún ni ní ìgbájú òde ọwọ́.
With the same hand.
Ọwọ́ kan náà. Ọwọ́ kan náà.
There are those.
Àwọn kan wà.
Listen carefully.
Ẹgbọ́n mi.
That the Lord will shoot down.
Ti Ọlọ́run yóò yin ní kan balẹ̀.
There are those who will lift up.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò gbé sókè.
There are those God will erase.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò parẹ́.
There are those God will raise up.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò gbé sókè.
There are those God will pull down.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò fà lulẹ̀.
There are those who will lift up.
Àwọn kan wà tí yóò fà lọ́wọ́ sókè.
There are those that come with disgrace.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò yẹ̀ yẹ wọn.
There are those that he will celebrate.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò pọ́nlé.
There are those that come with kill.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò pa.
There are those that God will make alive.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò sọ dáàyè.
There are those that God will heal.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò wòsàn.
There are those that God will wound.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò ṣàlọ́gbẹ́.
There are those that God will make rich.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò sọ di ọlọ́rọ̀.
There are those that God will make poor.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò sọ di tálákà.
There are those that God will eliminate.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò yọ kúrò lẹ́gbẹ́.
There are those that God will protect and safeguard.
Àwọn kan wà tí Ọlọ́run yóò ṣàbò tí yóò sì gbéga.
Listen carefully.
Ẹ gbọ́ mi dáadáa.
There is a vengeance sign of God which many of us don't understand.
Apá kan wà nípa Ọlọ́run tí kò yé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa. Apá náà sì ni ẹ̀sán.
God is a God of vengeance.
Ọlọ́run ẹ̀sán ni Ọlọ́run.
That's why I'm praying for somebody there.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi ń gbàdúrà fún ẹnìkan
ní. I don't know who that person is.
Kò mọ ẹni náà.
But any power that will not let you rest.
Má bá a bá a tó wò ó yẹ kó o ní.
The God that killed me and made me.
Speaking against your God,
the voice saying, do not mind,
the voice
Close your eyes where you are.
Bí ojú rẹ ti tó wáyé.
With a voice louder than that of your neighbor.
Pẹ̀lú tó ga lo ẹ̀tọ́ wà lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́.
And if you want the angels of God just move in now.
Bùbá sì fẹ́.
Address your situation.
Àwọn akẹ́ni tó wọlé dé báyìí kí wọ́n dá sí ọ̀dọ̀ rẹ.
Sister Sayid.
Ẹ̀yin obìnrin ṣe wà
lọ́wọ́. Sister Sayid is now.
Ẹ̀yin obìnrin ẹ̀wọ́ báyìí ló wà.
Chapter 12, verse 23.
Ese iketa lebi ogun.
Acts 12:23.
Ishe apostle ori kejila
ese. Immediately,
loju kono.
The angel of the Lord smote him.
And gele oluwa nuhu.
Because he gave not God the glory.
Nitori ti ko fi ogun fun Olorun.
And he was eaten of worms.
Ije ije.
And gave up the ghost.
Osu.
Somebody said.
Ele ko wa ni
your stubborn enemies are giving up the ghost. Exodus chapter 4.
Exodus 4.
Verse 23.
Ese keta le ni ogun.
This is God speaking.
Olorun lo so oro yo.
Under his canopy of I am evil that killeth.
Abdicate
Allah. Exodus 4:23.
Exodus
4:23. And I
said
unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve
me.
And if thou refuse to let him go,
what did he call us?
Behold, I will slay thy son.
Even
thy firstborn. This is God himself speaking. There are many wicked things going on in this world in which we are, upon which we need to invite the God that killed and made
Allah.
This situation happened in our church many years ago. Many years ago. The church I was going to in those days. Some wicked occultists, witch doctors wanted to put the church in trouble. They had killed a man. And they wanted to come and dump the corpse at the church compound. And then claim that the people in the church killed the man. In those days, prayer meeting starts at 6 a.m. Every day, prayer meeting. So these two men brought the corpse to church. One was holding the two legs, one was holding the two hands, and they were breaking to the church compound. This was 4 a.m. As they brought the body close to the church, as they were about to drop it on the floor, an angel of God appeared and said just one thing. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And with that command of hold it, the fellow who held the legs, the two legs were glued to his hand. The one who held the two hands were glued to his hands. So they could not drop. The third person who followed them there, when he saw that the other two were glued to the corpse, they ran away. These people, they were struggling now to get their hands off. It was in that struggling they were, until people began to arrive at the prayer meeting. And saw them.
Said,
You?
The world.
You?
As the world.
Which doctors?
Adam,
what are you doing beside church?
He left you, he left you.
You want to put us in trouble? Anyway, the pastor started the service.
Why
these men were sitting outside? And they called the police. So with the cops glued in their hands, they took them to the police station. The police tried to unglue them, but they did not succeed. Eventually, two of them also died with the cops. For somebody here, any power that is bent on destroying your destiny, the Lord that kills this world. When we say wickedness, the Bible says the whole world lies in wickedness. and we are living in the last days.
As it came to me by
the Bible makes us understand.
Even if you are going to bring off one,
that in the last days there will be so many signs.
Sending by the way, you are going to be
and these signs are coming to pass, they are coming to pass.
He said
there shall be wars and rumors of war.
It's
happening. He said Israel shall be scattered all over and
gathered again.
That's happening.
He
said there shall be many false prophets.
Many
people will come and say, I am Christ. That's happening. In Nigeria, we have found Jesus of Patapene, Jesus of Akeke, Jesus of Oyungo, Jesus of Akekule.
At the bottom of the city, she did to the city in Nigeria. She comes to Wednesday, Saturday, 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 Saturday.
The Bible said there shall be fear and distresses.
Even if we have a fire,
there are signs of the end.
I mean, like,
the Bible said there shall be increase in knowledge. And you can see that there's a lot of knowledge has increased. The Bible says there shall be lawlessness. The Bible said there shall be corruption. Those are signs of the last day. But one neglected sign of the last day is that there shall be satanic revival. That is in the realm of the spirit. There will be an explosion of wickedness. Because the devil is making his final attack on the human race. It is a wicked attack. Wicked powers have now these days increased their activity. People will pour acid on each other. Somebody has a dream, something bites the breast, next morning it says cancer. A sister saw his own sister converted to money making ritual. Wickedness of our
wife.
So with him, there was a case of a man who traveled with a baby. A man and a woman, they traveled with a baby. But this was a strange baby. The air hostess looked, they were looking at them. They noticed that in almost a 10-hour flight, nobody fed that baby. There was nothing in the
bottom.
They found that the baby did not cry. Even for a second, no cry. So they called the immigration that there is just, so if this couple they are carrying a strange baby. Beloved, by the time they got to where they were going, all the internal organs of that baby had been removed. They filled it with hard drugs.
What a proper way.
That is wickedness. A woman was confessing to witchcraft and impressed many years ago. She said she has donated all her 5 daughters. None will ever get married. This lady are sending serpents to people. This lady mad people are on the increase. All the psychiatric hospitals are filled up. A lot of people are buying satanic factor to knock up their colleagues. Some are going to business people to spend to give them strange money, and that strange money will take away their wealth. This is a wicked thing. thing that is happening now.
In Oinka, Oshelele.
And we have no other approach.
How is it? Do you know? Do you know? Do
you know?
Oshelele.
Because there is no gentle way to arrest anything evil.
It was even more. Do not get ya. Do not get them. That have been moved. Continue that.
So many are crying day and night. Why is my life like this?
Is it just a very bad thing?
When will things be okay for me?
Am
I the only person in this world? Why is it that nothing is working? Who am I affected? Why will this power not let me go? Listen to them. All those noise makes no difference. What will make a difference is when you bring the God that killed it and made it alive into the picture. Then there will be a big difference. That is the God I want you to call upon tonight. There are witches that must die. Before many years will move forward. There are people that need to be brought down. Need to be brought up. God operates two sides of the coin. I put down. I lift up. I make poor. I make rich. I make alive. Is it the two at the same time? So as we call upon him today, whatever he needs to kill, should kill it. Whatever he should make alive, he should make it alive. I'm praying for somebody there. All the captivity of the witch doctors that has been stealing from you is very important. At all eyes closed.
What
is it you are here tonight? I am not born again. You've not just surrendered your life to Jesus. Do somebody quickly now. By saying the following prayer
sometimes.
Baba, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
If you say that short prayer with me, maybe they will close. Find a way to the altar now. Thank you, Jesus. This prayer is not gentleman's prayer. And this prayer we are praying now, we are not only praying for ourselves. We are praying for our nations. The God that killed
it
and make it alive should silence all your enemies. Of Nigeria. Can you say this loud and clear?
Give me a name, oh, God.
to be wounded. For my life to move forward. Receive the wound now. Anytime. It's to be wounded. For my life to move forward. Receive the wound now. Your manna water now. Bring it out. And don't say anything until I ask you to say amen. I want to ask you to say amen. It will be a sevenfold amen. Father, we thank you. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was nothing made of His things. Father, let the power of healing, the power of deliverance, the power of wealth, the power of health, the power of protection, the power of breakthrough, the power of wonder working breakthroughs, the power of cancel debts, the power of cancel backlog, the power that breaketh curses, the power that breaketh evil covenants, the power that put to shame every oppressor, the power that disgraces stagnancy, fall upon this water in the name of Jesus. Once this water enters into our body, any bad thing that you need to kill, kill them in the name of Jesus. When this water touches our body, let them come alive in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Father, all the prayer requests are answered in my fire. In Jesus' mighty name. A louder amen. A louder amen. Listen to this announcement before we share the grace. I'd like to announce to you that my wife and myself, we have now opened an official MFM Facebook for us.
At the Facebook, totally for what?
So this will now cancel all the 70 fake ones that are running. Now that is an original. Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven thunders, hallelujah! You can drink your manna water now, but please don't drop the bottles here. God bless you in Jesus' name.